Hello.
Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Oh, very dissatisfied.
Understood, sir. And next, when you're thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means not important to you and 10 means it's very important to you, starting with abortion rights?
Eight.
Eight. Thank you. Racism and discrimination.
Four.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Thank you. Voting rights.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Climate change.
6.
Criminal justice reform?
4.
Understood. Immigration?
4.
Democracy?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Crime and violence?
4.
Student loan debt?
5.
And healthcare?
8.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10? 0, you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Thank you, sir. May I ask you, what is your race?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote in California.
Understood. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male. Born a male and stay a male.
Understood, sir. What is your year of birth? Just a year.
July 10th, 98.
98. Understood. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree you have that you have received?
Finished high school, currently in college.
I appreciate it. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? You can rate this amount of power that you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
6.
Understood. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to you, to your community? You can rate this the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0, black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make the changes on issues that matter to their community.
6.
Thank you, sir. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, you can indicate that, please. First is John Ossoff.
John Ossoff. 5.
A 5. J.D. Vance?
5.
Brian Kemp.
Kemp. Six.
Andre Dickens.
Five.
Brad Raffensperger.
Four.
Tim Waltz.
Waltz, six.
And Raphael Warnock.
Six.
Thank you so much.
No, Raphael, seven. Warnock,
seven. That's okay. I just put you in seven. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Republican, Donald Trump.
Understood. I know it's a long way off. If the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Understood. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Republican.
The person would be Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins.
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you, sir. And below it, it's a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. Each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Just to clarify, a 0 would mean that certainly did not prevent progress, and 10, they prevented progress. First is black voters.
0.
Thank you, sir. Next, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
6.
COVID-19 recovery.
10 is it did make a change?
No, 10 is certainly prevented the progress.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so yeah, 10.
Understood. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
4.
Your local mayor.
7.
Next, Vice President Harris.
7.
Understood, sir. We're past a little bit of halfway off of this, and I really appreciate your time and your answers. Next, below, I will raise a list of some policies, developments, and the statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. And after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. A 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. Let me read you the first. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities. The largest ever, over $260 million, went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. 0 to 10 on how motivated you feel to vote.
5.
Understood. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and choke holds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Mahmoud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Same type of answer. Same motivation. Thank you, sir. Black voters would recognize the progress and that has been towards collective black power. While there is some still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. 0 to 10.
6.
Thank you, sir. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and important access to credit for millions of individuals. Also 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you, sir. And because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
6.
Got it. And thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and it's perfectly okay if that happens. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues matter to you? 0 to 10 means no power at all. 10, a lot of power.
Okay.
What is that? I'm sorry.
I said okay.
And what would be the rate in the scale from 0 to 10 on how much you feel your?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Oh yes. How much power do you feel that your vote has to make the changes on issues that matter to you? In 0 to 10. 10, a lot of power.
Okay.
0, no power. 6. Thank you, sir. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to you and your community? 0 means black community has no power at all. 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes.
5.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and state, local, and offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off. Sometimes some things comes up to prevent people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024, in the November elections, on a scale 0 to 10?
10.
That would be extremely likely, and thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, say the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you, sir. As I mentioned, there will be some repeating questions, and we're almost done. But do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual,
straight,
or four, something else? Thank you, sir. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And are you a parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. How would you describe your employment status? You can say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Employed.
Would you say employed full-time or part-time, remember
full.
Their answers. Full. And last year, and that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Remember, your answers are completely confidential, sir. We will not take this information to be used at any form besides